Previously on the originals.
Defeating the Covenant needle leader.
I'm only doing this because you said it will give me the power I need to bring back Cole.
I accept the role of regent to our people.
I die, and then I wake up in my tree body.
No!
Sacred soil, Viking ash. Did you think that your blood was the key to my demise?
You're supposed to be guarding Haley.
She and Jackson took hope, and you will not find them, brother.
You helped Haley escape with my daughter.
I want power. I am owed hopes. You will get to raise your daughter, and I will channel the magic that has been promised me. And in so doing, I would help Hope to hone her craft that you couldn't possibly comprehend. I'm glad to see you made the right decision.
We need to hurry.
What are you doing to us?
Because of the Crescent Curse, now you will be trapped in wolf form.
He needs her to trust him so he can do what he needs to do.
He told me her secret. I know how we can kill Dahlia.
You're quiet. Are you having misgivings?
I was just looking for a polite way to ask what the hell is taking so long.
Well, we can begin now. Once we're linked, I'll no longer have to sleep for 100 years again. Your concerns for my status will ease, and I will finally be able to focus on Hope. I will only need a single drop of her blood. Then her power shall be mine also.
What do you want to do about Freya?
She served her purpose. So tonight, at the moon's apex, I'll end her life. And once our link is severed, the bond that I share with your daughter will become permanent.
Best get on with it, then.
Destroyed!
Your plan wouldn't have worked, Elijah. When Klaus got into my head, he said your plan would fail. So he had to enact one of his own.
And what might that be?
He has to get her to link to him.
Himself to our enemy. Should be virtually indestructible.
He said I had to convince you that everything he had to do alone. You had the wrong ingredients to kill Dahlia, and he has to buy time before he finds the right ones.
How?
With your strength, I will never need to sleep for a century again.
Well, perhaps one more nap.
This is not how you die!
But I've always
always been a sucker for a good display of strength. Fair warning. If you're still compelled to kill me, you've got a whole new fight on your hands.
That was one hell of a gamble.
I didn't have much choice. With Klaus as a dealer, expect a crappy hand.
That's not just a bad hand. He rigged the game. He compelled me to hurt you because he knows what you mean to me.
Well, this should be good.
I am sorry about your friend.
Are you?
I'm not condoning Klaus's actions. I'm trying to help you. All I know is Klaus will do whatever he has to do for...
Klaus will do whatever he has to do for Klaus. Now, Haley is not answering her phone. Now, what has he done?
Don't blame the messenger.
Rebecca.
Looks like Niklaus had a lot on his to-do list last night. And as for Haley...
What is it?
When Klaus attacked me, he stole the spell that I used on the Crescent Wolves.
So he would condemn her to the body of a beast.
Let her listen to me. Haley will be human once a month. We will find her and we will help her.
No.
We need to focus on those who need saving today. They are called. Dahlia is incapacitated. They are 2 hours north in an orchard near Pearl River. She has hope.
Well, my adage holds. Nothing good ever happens in a clearing in the woods.
Nothing good ever happens where my brother is concerned. With one exception.
How is she?
She's a Michelson. She's resilient. When I woke, they were like this. Rebecca tells me Klaus has a plan to kill Dahlia. That he knew her plan would not work.
Yes, according to him, our ingredients were incorrect. Niklaus infiltrated Dahlia's mind. You didn't break her heart. We needed the blood of the witch she loved the most. And you are not that witch. That honor belongs to our beloved mother.
So we need Esther's blood. Well, that's impossible. I killed her.
One incarnation. Our mother is buried in New Orleans. Niklaus wants us to revive the original body.
Earth magic.
Who taught you this?
Closest thing I had to a teacher. The guy I'm bringing back.
Now, when you became regent, our ancestors gave you a one-time-only access to their power. Now, are you sure you want to use that? On Cole Michelson.
I've already made up my mind. Spell's almost done. I just used the power of the spirits to turn dirt and ash into flesh and bone. Then maybe I should have worn an apron.
Look, Davina Claire, you want my advice? As someone who has just been put through the Michelson meat grinder, be careful.
Cole's not like his brothers. They all turn on each other.
I against my brother and I against the infidel.
What does that mean?
It means that families fight. But when push comes to shove, you can always trust a Michelson to back another Michelson. So, you watch your back.
Nick is demented. Are we really to dig up our mother, burn her to ash, swap said ash for coals, and then trick Davina into using up her last chance to bring someone back from the dead? Not to mention, we lose the opportunity to save Cole, if Davina doesn't turn us inside out.
Or we dig a deep hole and leave both our problems at the bottom of it.
They say we choose a more permanent option. Find the White Oaks dig, kill Klaus. Dahlia dies with him.
Oh, yeah, and so do I. And every other vampire that Klaus has turned.
Saga. Bloody melting.
We have no choice but to finish the task that Niklaus has set.
Isn't this lovely? Fresh air, the birds are singing in the trees. Perfect day to dig up Mummy Dearest's corpse.
Perfect day to carry out the assignment of a lunatic.
What's that saying? A madman often speaks the truth. Can't help but think we should be using this opportunity to raise coal and not this daft bitch.
You speak as if it's a foregone conclusion. Let's not forget, we still have to deceive Davina Clare. So perhaps we steal a page from Niklaus's playbook. She might yet help us. If she has no idea that she is helping us.
I said I'd stay in my witch body until I saved Cole. Now I've broken my promise. And I am actively conspiring to shanghai Davina of her one chance to bring him back herself. I feel like a traitor.
You are not to blame.
It's not just my promise to Cole. Now, because of Nick's spite, I am once again built to take life. Robbed of the chance to create it. Enough. He stole from you, too.
Gio was innocent. Innocence does not do well with our family.
She's not the only thing Nick stole from you last night.
Ilya was never meant to steal.
Elijah, it hurts me to see you pretend you don't deserve happiness. That you don't deserve her.
And what about you, sister? Where is your happiness?
I suppose it's a family trait. Everything we love, we turn to ash.
Elijah said Klaus kept Cole's ashes in a blue urn. What he didn't do was narrow the field. Heaven forbid one thing not be a damn secret in this family.
Yet despite your anger, here you are casting your lot with Klaus. Is that because you believe his plan's going to work?
That is the Michelson paradox. You want to love and kill each other all at the same time. Got lucky.
Either you have a curious definition of luck, or someone got to those ashes before we did.
All right, we better find a way to stop that dagger from melting. Because if the thief is who I think it is, we've got a problem.
It's gonna be weird seeing you with your original face.
He was a handsome one, my brother.
So much for your big promise to stay a witch till we got Cole back.
He is my brother, and I have loved him many lifetimes longer than you have been on this earth. I will stop at nothing to get Cole back, no matter what flesh I'm in.
Sorry. So what happened?
Nick happened. I suppose he thinks I'm more durable in this body, and he is probably right given we are up against Dahlia. That's why I'm here. I need your help.
What do you want me to do?
There is only one witch strong enough to stop Dahlia, and that is my very dead mother, Esther. I need you to use your power as regent to bring her back.
No, I only get one shot at this. I'm using it to bring back Cole.
Please, love, I promise you we will find another way.
You are all liars. I'm going to bring back the only one of you who has ever meant anything.
Can you vote that as just here? It's no use. I can't slow her magic. Everything I'm trying fails.
got to be a way to kill her.
There is.
No, Freya!
Beyond NK.
Freya, we can find another way.
I'm sorry, but I see no other way.
Beyond NK is the new. Beyond NK is the new. Beyond NK.
No, no, no! You kill him, you kill me too!
I don't want to kill you! I don't want to kill him! Family I longed for. But because of her, I'll forever be alone.
What did you do?
It wasn't Rebecca. Rather simple matter, actually.
So much for your big promise to stay with till we got her back. He is my brother, and I have loved him many lifetimes longer than he's been on this earth. I will stop at nothing to get to Cole back.
That was my only chance. That was Cole's only chance. Now I know why he hates you.
I'm so sorry, love. I promise we'll get Cole back, just not today.
Welcome back, Mother.
I'm almost impressed by the lengths you'd go to for your little girl. Though, not enough to let bygones be.
We are still linked, dear aunt. You may not want to punish me with that particular weapon.
I made sure that the link between us melted along with that dagger. Meaning, I'm quite free to kill you.
Take hope.
Because all she needed was a drop of her blood. Unfortunately, I have no idea where the vile harpy has fled to.
All right, go. Get Hope someplace safe. I'll track down your witch. And when this is over, you and I are gonna settle up.
Provided we survive what's to come tonight, I look forward to it.
Davina, are you okay?
I said something was wrong.
Elijah hijacked my spell.
You're all right.
I'm not okay. I'm furious, and I can do something about it. I am Regent of all nine covens. I will turn every single witch against that family until they're broken.
Fair enough. All I ask is that the war wait one day, just one day.
What are you doing here?
You're right. You're learning what I've known for over 200 years, that if you're not a Michelson, you're cannon fodder. But right now, their problem is my problem. I need you to find Dahlia.
You want me to help them?
Dahlia wants to kill them all, right? If Klaus dies, I die. Josh dies. Everyone I've turned dies. Help me right now, and we all live to fight another day.
Camille, I need your help.
Hello, Klaus. Hello, Camille. Thank you so much for convincing my furious siblings to join my Machiavellian plan. Yeah, that was good times. Oh, what did you say? How is my neck? It's healed. Thank you so much for asking. Now, you were saying...
I had to make it seem as if I cared for nothing. For no one. But you should know that when I hurt you... Our battle is not yet won, and I need you to protect the most important thing in my life. I need you to do it here, where magic is void. And I'm sorry. I will find a way to make it up to you.
Let me guess. You brought me back from the dead to torture me.
My dear mother, we simply need your blood. Now, in the event that you should suffer horribly, I can't promise I won't enjoy it immensely.
Mother, I've arrived just in time for another of your deaths. And as much as I appreciate the front row seat, I'm afraid I'm going to have to postpone the festivities.
You're in excellent spirits.
Lucky for you, as I'm the one needed to save the day.
Is that what it's called?
Why not? My plans worked perfectly. Easy, Elijah. I can see your red door swinging wide open. But our job's not yet done.
So we kill her and be done with it.
To be clear, I do want her blood, but I want it on this blade, which I've had bound with the soil from Dahlia's homeland, not to mention Viking ash. Mother's demise will have to wait. You see, I need her to weaken Dahlia's defenses. Bit of psychological warfare.
Before I slaughter the both of you.
Ah, yes. You expect me to walk willingly to my death?
Well, your willing participation would have been a bonus, but it's far from necessary. If needs be, I'll drag you there myself.
Yes, dear mother, you do not have a choice. Then again, why should you be any different from the rest of us? We're all dancing puppets in Nick's end-of-days marionette show. He forces every move we make.
Then how long are you going to stand there and pretend you don't need me to? The both of you have fought me at every turn, leaving me no choice but to act alone. We are no strangers to disagreements on the battlefield. But we also have a very long history of doing whatever it takes to win the war.
And what of Gia? Haley.
Collateral damage.
Claim your actions are part of some rules. This was punishment.
Punishment, whatever for. Perhaps the dagger you put in my heart.
You brought that upon yourself. Now, we have fought together for centuries, and once again, to break your enemy, you broke. Your family. Oh, know this. Whatever the outcome tonight, you will no longer see me by your side.
You want to be alone?
Well, congratulations. You have your wish.
Come, Mother.
When I invited you to meet me, I had no idea we were going to have such a gorgeous guest.
You got blood right there.
Oh, yeah. My dry cleaning bill's been insane since moving back into town. Drinking in front of a baby, new all-time low.
You don't want to brought her into a bar. Oh, yeah. I know that look. Sense of obligation. Duty. What do you feel like you owe these people? You forgot. I have a few psychology degrees before the family you so wrapped up in stole my body.
So you're head-trinking me now about it?
No, I'm trying to figure out why a smart, level-headed woman such as yourself would choose to stick around a town that to my eyes seems to offer you nothing but danger.
I'm the last of my family line. The O'Connells have a long legacy here.
Don't feed me that legacy crap, Camille. You want to talk about legacies? My mama, her mama, and their daddy before them were some of the wickedest witches the west side of the city has ever seen, and yet and still I'm able to walk away from magic because I know that it's not good for me. Just like Niklaus and his whole clan are not good for you, Camille.
So you're walking away, huh? More like you're dumping your responsibilities on a teenager who doesn't know any better.
She knows better. She knows. She knows a hell of a lot more than she should. And if she's not careful, she doesn't walk the right line, she's going to end up being the wickedest of them all. Mark my words.
Then why would you leave her without a teacher?
Okay, fair enough. Pick a fight, call me out. But from one head shrink to another, what is it that you're deflecting from yourself?
You want to know why I stay in town?
Yeah.
Because against every ounce of my better judgment, my sanity, and my common sense, turns out I have complicated feelings for a monster.
And does this monster have complicated feelings for you?
I think it's entirely possible that he does, yeah.
We gonna need another bottle.
Yeah.
Two centuries ago, this city hung its traitors right here. I thought it only fitting that it be your slaughtering grounds.
I actually pity you. Over the course of our long lives together, I could see you were broken. I used to think it was my fault, but in time, I learned your ability to love died long ago.
Darkness isn't born, you know. It's created by the snuffing out of the light. So, however you thought you might mend me, please know you never could. Whenever I looked in your eyes, I saw your mother, the sister who turned my heart to stone. With that stone, I will crush every one of her children.
Isn't there a saying about stones and glass houses?
In case the analogy is lost on you, I believe my brother is calling you a hypocritical bitch.
Bringing vampires to a witch fight. Someone hasn't learned their lesson.
Well, I can be a bit thick sometimes. Although on this occasion, I'd say I took your lesson to heart.
My sister. In chains. Is she to be a gift to buy your freedom? Because I brought something.
One stake, three of us. Even if you don't hesitate, the other two will rip you in half.
Sound thinking. But small thinking. Together as I burn your children from the inside out.
Oh.
You still carry around so much anger for me? After all these years.
You broke your vow. We were to stand together always and forever, and you left to marry that brutish Viking imbecile. You ended my family, and they were the result.
You call this my wrongdoing? You made me bargain away my firstborn child. I taught him.
Not just this firstborn, but every firstborn. And even then you found a way to deny me that which you had sworn would be mine. How do you think that felt? Now, Esther, say goodbye to the last of your children.
Sister, wait. Wait. You have won, Dahlia. You have everything you ever wanted, including the firstborn of a new generation. You have bested us all. At least let me try to make amends. Let me share with you the glorious freedom that I have found in death. Elisha. Where are we? What have you done?
What I should have done 1,000 years ago. Stay by your side. When I saw my children willing to fight for one another, dear sister, this is only now that I realize my most grievous sin. Not standing by you.
Of war, eh?
A family tradition.
Minus the family.
Why, you're here.
In the skin of your choosing, no less.
Oh, poor you, because that body is such a hardship. And meanwhile, the rest of the family enjoys the fruits of my labor. Freya has her freedom from Dahlia. And Marcel will forgive me once I hand him back the reins of the city. I was done with it anyway.
You would hand over your crown. And do what?
Raise my daughter. with the help of my sisters. One big, happy family.
Well, that does sound grand. Minus the giant Elijah-sized hole in the rim. And whilst your sisters raise your child, what will the child's mother be doing exactly? This, dear brother, is not what happiness looks like. You wanted to see me.
I finally have the freedom that I've always wanted. The ability to choose my own fate. I thought you should have the same. I've healed this body and made it so that you can inhabit it once again. Now you can be who you want to be. Either a vampire or a witch. You have a choice.
Why would you do this?
Because you were the first to see me as a sister. And since you spent so long looking after your family, I thought for once you deserve a sister to look after you. Go. Be free, Rebecca.
So which did you choose? The new version or the OG model?
I decided not to strive. Not yet. I will use the advantages this body has while I search for a way to bring back calm. And then who knows? And you? What will you do, Marcel?
I will try not to start a war with your brother.
Some things change, some never do.
Well, here's one more constant.
Tell myself not to ride along with you. I had all of them most of you summoned now, never take me back. To the night we met.
78. A good year. Crack one of those open, would you? Let's commiserate my sister leaving me. Again.
You have to stop controlling the customers. I need the tips. When I first got into town, you handed me one of those. You've taken a shift from another girl. Not for that. Could have been someone else standing here right now instead of me.
You know, I prefer to see it the other way. If it wasn't that night, this bar, that $100 bill, it would have been Jackson Square, staring at a painting. Or Franklin Street, listening to jazz. I would have found you.
Be the only thing that she knows. I need you to be there for her. Promise me.
upon a time, there was a wolf king who fought a war for the most precious treasure in all the kingdom. His beautiful little princess. But victory came at a price. Allies lost. New enemies made. And so, the Wolf King stood alone. Happily ever after, it was not. But sometimes, even the worst endings are not really endings at all. And you should know, my littlest wolf, that even when all seems burnt to ash, in our story, there is always another chapter to be told.